Dr. East, let's get our heads together here.
Yeah.
Well, what's
we could call it a bad orbit. Yeah, we could call it a bad orbit.
It's not all bad.
It's not all bad. It just depends on how you all look at it. If you want to have... If you want to have long lifetime, then it's a bad orbit, but we might get out of this orbit quite some scientific results, which Dr. Van Allen especially is interested in. So for him, it might be a very good orbit even.
If you can spare a few more words, I'd suggest you speak of it as an orbit which deviated from the planned orbit for this experiment.
Well, couldn't we call it a short lifetime orbit, Dick?
Yes.
Well, I think personally it would be very unfortunate to characterize this as a bad orbit because we may have bushels of fine data from it.
We just don't know yet. That's the point.
During this discussion of one of our tentative steps out into space, the White House was distributing copies of a special report by a committee headed by science advisor Dr. James Killian. President Eisenhower personally explained and endorsed the report in these words addressed to the nation and to the world.
In connection with the study of space science and technology, made at my request, the Science Advisory Committee, of which Dr. James R. Killian is chairman, has prepared a brief introduction to outer space for the non-technical reader. This is not science fiction. This is a sober, realistic presentation prepared by leading scientists. I have found this statement so informative and interesting that I wish to share it with all the people of America, and indeed with all the people of the Earth. It makes clear the opportunities which a developing space technology can provide to extend man's knowledge of the Earth, the solar system, and the universe. These opportunities reinforce my conviction that we and other nations have a great responsibility to promote the peaceful use of space. We must utilize the new knowledge obtainable from space science and technology for the benefit of all mankind. I sincerely hope that each of you will find opportunity to read the introduction to outer space.